right, listen, Garrett Marchbanks, I'm not going to start the interview the way you wanted me to. I'm just not going to do that, okay? I'm just not.
Yeah, have Phil pay you.
Yeah, maybe I should do that. By the way, Phil's eight back of this thing, and he's mad that you're mad that he won't pick up the phone, but you're texting with him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what his deal is. I mean, I don't know if he thinks since he had the red plate, he's a cool guy now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, tell you don't finish a minute behind.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
He's eight back.
I mean, I had no idea. I was looking at the points. What was it, last weekend when he tied?
Yeah.
I called him out blue. I'm like, are you tied for the red plate? He goes, yep, now I have to try. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I was like, there's no way you're not going to win around and win this thing. He's like, consistency is key. I'm like, damn right it is.
Yeah.
I was like, for the first time in my career, I could say that too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, listen, a great day for you. I love the shout out for the non-Denver podium interview because you were telling me about it, like, some, and I agree, they should have interviewed you. But so I love that. You threw it in their face a little bit. But good job, man. Third overall, qualified quickest. What a day. What a day.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I'm super pumped with the progress me and Brock Tickle have been doing and the team just in general. We've been working really hard. Honestly, like, I'm not a guy that, you know, throw people under the bus a lot like that. And for me, you know, all moto guys, we all work hard.
Yep.
And, you know, no matter who it is, if you get a moto podium in this class, I mean, especially how stacked it is this year, you deserve to go get a podium speech.
Yep.
And for me, Denver was kind of a special one. I had a lot of family there.
Yep.
And a lot of people were watching on TV, and they're all like, what the hell? Like, why
yeah.
is he not on TV?
Yeah. I agree.
And I was pretty fired up, don't get me wrong. A lot of people heard me flipping out, and AMA wanted me to apologize. And
oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say they wanted me to. They were just kind of expecting me to, and I was like, I don't know. Like, I get it. It's part of it, but for me, you know, people need to be called out sometimes, and I hope I don't get fined for it. I didn't feel like I
but
said
listen,
anything,
this is why Mitch Payton hires you and your other sponsors, to get on the TV when you do well. So, like, that's what the part of the deal is.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, it's not just for me. I mean, obviously, yeah, I feel great when I'm up there.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of money that we all put on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they're not getting the recognition, why is anyone up there?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just kind of – it rubbed me the wrong way.
Right.
I thought today was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'm just going to mention it.
I liked it.
I felt spunky
right,
for it.
Right,
so,
right.
No, it was good.
Crushing the whoops. Absolutely crushing the whoops, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just – I let that dang thing just shift up in the fourth and let her fly.
Did you have any, like, sketchy moments or no? Because, dude, sometimes I'm like, oh!
Like,
I didn't see any sketchy moments, but...
No, but I just tucked that elbow down and just let her eat.
You could hear your bike just, like, dang, the chain slap and the... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple times, like, I thought I was in fourth, and that thing would just be, like, revving to the moon. I'm like, you know, she's a little too highly revved. I'm going to just let it eat third through these things. But, no, it got so... gnarly because I was going outside and going three, but the problem is there's so many guys still jumping, it was wearing down the whoop you wanted to actually bounce your front end off of the skim. So you almost had to, like, triple in, scrub the whoop, and then, like, almost, like, I don't know, it was a totally different way of hitting whoops. So it was fun. I liked how they did it.
Catching Deegan a little bit in the second moto, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be good. You couldn't get it, but you were catching him.
No, I definitely had some good speed. I don't know. I was just feeling really good that first 20, 25 minutes. Got to work on some things. I think for me, I just got too excited. A lot of my technique kind of was going away. And I don't know. It's just part of it. I know that sounds bad, but just keep working on things. And once he kind of got away from me and I was on Seth, I tried to make a move on him. I was like, you know what? You've got a big gap. No need to be an idiot.
Did you know you were third overall?
You did the math, I guess.
Every guy I was passing, I was like, you weren't up here. I was like, I think I'm pretty comfortable. I was like, if I could just get in the third or fourth, I'm just going to, like, not ride it in, but I was, I was like, all right, we're good here. And, I didn't want to be an idiot. So I was like, we're going to ride it in, get my first overall. And
Your qualifying lap, did you know it was a heater? Were you like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, like one of those?
Obviously the first one, yeah. I was like, I don't know, like, there's... Last couple of weeks, I've been like, oh, man, that was a killer lap. And I'm like, P18. I'm like, hell, yeah, that's crushing it.
Yeah.
And, no, that one, the first quality, I was like, man, that had to have been good. I've never rode that good out here.
So you knew it. Yeah.
And I was like, please be top five. And they're like, P1. I'm like, please stick, please stick. And then the last lap, I seen Checker come out, still P1. I was like, oh man, I might have got it. And then, yeah, the second one, I was like, kind of looking at some lines and had another good lap. And then I was like, had a feeling someone might have thrown one in the last lap. So I was like, I'm going to send it one more. And by the time I hit the sandwall, it's like, holy crap, this is a good lap. I was like, please don't screw this up. I hit the whoop so fast that lap. And they're like, you cut a second off that lap. I was like, sick, we got P1 again.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. Cool deal. I think everyone's pretty stoked for you. Next year, what are we doing? What's going on? You know, I know we talked about it earlier today, but like, what can we? We got to do something here.
I don't know. Okay. I mean,
you gotta get a real job.
I don't know. Maybe I become an electrician or some oil rig worker back home in Utah. But
is it a bit frustrating?
I mean, yeah. I mean, years prior, I'd be so damn stressed out. Okay. And you know, Brock's been amazing. Brock's really just helped me out, and he's like, dude, the better you do, the more you're gonna go up. Yeah. So. Obviously, it sucks because you're like, you just – I was hoping to get a deal done after Salt Lake. That was my goal. And that was told after the first four rounds. And that was told after this four rounds. So I don't know what's going on. We've had some talks with some people. No numbers told. So I don't know. I mean, for me, I don't know. This time around, Cowie's been so fun. And just the guys and the atmosphere has been so enjoyable. Not saying years prior it wasn't, but like, it's the first time I could say like California's been fun. So yeah,
You also seem happier in a better place than maybe you were back then, or maybe the stress, the pressure. You're more confident in yourself. You know, you seem like a bit of a different guy.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I think now for the first time in my career, like, I wouldn't say the first time, but the second chapter I've had, I know I have the right things. I've got the right people, and I've got everything, and. I'm just pumped to finally be showing what I'm capable of, and I'd love to stay. Whatever happens, happens, but, you know, I love this team. It's been great, and I thank Mitch everything for it and the team.
Cool, awesome. Hey, I think a lot of people are happy for you. So great job today. You rode great. Thank you, man.
Thank you.